How to Hang On to God by Ann Peterson, read by Ellie Johnson. I am the vine, you are the branches. The one who remains in me and I in him bears much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing. John 15:5. So often in life when things get tough, we hear the words, just hang in there. Words meant to reassure you, but they fall short. I believe we need to hold on to the truth of God's word. And when things get difficult, we are to meditate on what we know to be true, no matter how things feel. We cannot trust our feelings. They are fickle. Feelings change, and if we trusted how we felt, well, we'd be all over the place. Believe me, I used to do that. I was a double-minded person, like James 1:8. The moment we accept Jesus as our Savior, we are born into God's family. Sometimes we forget this truth, and we think we need to keep doing things to be one of God's children. Yet, we are told just as we receive Jesus, we are to walk in him, Colossians 2:6. When we made the decision to accept Jesus, we were kept by God's power. My Bible teacher illustrated this vividly. If I were to put a fork into a power outlet, she said, I would have made the contact, but it would be the power source that kept me there. When we accepted Jesus, we were in Christ, kept by God. There have been times in my life the circumstances consumed me. Maybe it was hearing my sister disappeared. Day in and day out, I prayed. I didn't have strength to hold on to anything, and God knew that. I knew God's word was true and that God is sovereign. He is almighty. There's nothing that God doesn't know. He doesn't guess. So I saturated myself in God's word. I read the verses over and over till I had them in my mind and tucked away in my heart. I sang hymns and prayed, and all the while, God held on to me when I had no strength. When we discovered my sister was dead, the same God who sustained me kept sustaining me. I felt powerless, but knew that wasn't true about God. God continually gave me strength when I had none, and every time I needed God, he has been there. I'm so glad God is immutable. That means God doesn't change, Malachi 3:6. We can count on this truth no matter how dire our circumstances. And when we feel shaky, we can call on God who is always available, Job 27:10. God promises us that he will rescue us in the day of trouble, Psalm 50:15. When we feel afraid, we can let God's Spirit remind us of what God says in his word. Believe the truth. God is not a man that he should lie, Numbers 23:19. Hold on to God's truth. And when you feel as if you can't hold on any longer, remember that God is holding on to you, and his hands are strong and mighty, no matter what. Lord, sometimes I will hesitate, unsure of what to do. I try to figure out my life, although I have no clue. I ask you for your wisdom. I pray you help me see. No matter what I choose to do, you won't let go of me.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Do you want to better understand the Bible and get biblical answers to those who ask you about your faith? Hi, this is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reasoning Podcast Show. Listen to us weekly as we bring the truth often found in the ivory towers of seminary down to the steeple towers of the local church. Join me along with many of the nation's top theologians as we offer answers to life tough questions from an apologetic perspective. Subscribe to the show at lifeaudio.com.